I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse will be back on Monday. He's getting some formation from Father Chad Ripperker, and he'll tell us all about that when he comes back on Monday. My good friend, Father Don Calloway, I think I've known him for at least 20 years now. Father Don, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Thanks, buddy. Good to be with you again, man.
Yeah, it's always good to have you here, Father. And I noticed you're now, you got yourself a beard. I said, okay, my goodness, you're going to show your age now. You notice I don't have hair on my head or my face. Now, Father Don, good to have you here. Before we get into the gospel, and then we're going to talk about your book on consecration to St. Joseph and why St. Joseph is instrumental in bringing back some sanity in the Catholic Church. I didn't say it. St. Louis de Montfort said it, but we'll get to that also. I want to remind everybody, I appreciate your prayers. Yesterday, a good group of us from Virgin Most Powerful Radio went to the Black Lives Matter protest with our rosaries in hands and miraculous medals in our pocket. And we prayed the whole time we were there. And I appreciate your prayers and safety. We were able to witness that, the answer is not a political answer. It's a God answer. And we were able to be interviewed on ABC News for the nightly news. And that's what we said. We talked about God. We talked about, unfortunately, all the black babies that are being aborted. 40% of all abortions in America are black babies. So we thought that was a comment we needed to make. So I appreciate you with your prayer support. We just went out and tried to witness the gospel to the people who, in my humble opinion, were lost, because I saw violence. I saw evil at up close. I saw people spitting at the police, yelling and blaspheming. So it was not an easy thing to be at, but I tried to be there with my rosary and miraculous medals to pray for the people. So thanks so much. Father Don, we have the gospel for today as a short gospel from Matthew. I do realize it's St. Martha's feast day, but this gospel from Matthew chapter 13, 44 to 46. I'll read it, and I'd love to have your comments on it. Give us your commentary. Okay, so a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds the pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." Boy, what a great analogy. And even with Father Don Calloway having, let's say he grew up non-Catholic and had that metanoia where he sold everything to follow Christ through Our Lady. So Father Don, give us your take on that Gospel of Matthew, please.
Well, I think our Lord is basically saying that, it's worth everything, being willing to sacrifice everything, because it's important to remember that, we're only here for a short period of time.
Amen.
I mean, in the light of eternity, our short existence here in time is, just a drop in the bucket, if that, Yeah. So when we encounter our Lord Jesus Christ, as he said to many people, 2,000 years ago when he was walking through Galilee, follow me, we have to be willing to let go of everything and follow our Lord. And yes, it's going to require sacrifice. Yes, it's going to require us to, give up many things, but we're going to get all that stuff back and in abundance in the kingdom of heaven. So that's the radicalness of the gospel. I remember hearing that many years ago myself, when I had my own conversion. And, I was so grateful that our Lord called me that, yes, Lord, I'm with you. And that was difficult. I'll be the first to say it was not easy. I had to leave family and go to where he was calling me. But now look at the abundance now. I mean, the Lord has so blessed me that now, you know, it's just incredible what he's done and the fruitfulness. And I pray that that continues. And I think it's just, you got to be willing to give up everything, brother, because he's worth it. Jesus Christ and the kingdom of heaven is super worth it.
Well said, Father. And I know many people have told me just that same thing, not just for the priesthood, but in their life, giving themselves to Jesus Christ really is, there's only value in saying yes to God is you have freedom to say no. Father Don, you could have said no, but through the grace of God, through Our Lady's intercession, you said yes.
And that, thanks God for that. That's it. And it was definitely through Our Lady's intercession.
Amen, brother. And folks, if you want to get his conversion story, go to his website and check it out, because he's got a lot of other resources there, as books and recordings. And I say this because so many people are lost in our world today. And many of them, Father, are even Catholics who just never got good catechesis given to them. And so they missed the boat when it came to that. So I share that with you. And I appreciate you, your willingness to say yes to Jesus through Mary. I understand we've got the smartest guy in the room coming in without the whistle. I guess some technical problems. Oh, hey, no. Here comes the whistle. It's Fulton J. Sheen again. Folks, yesterday when he spoke about the devil, I'm telling you, man, I got chills through my body. And this time I took it from the quotable Sheen book. And I thought, well, you know, Father Don Calloway's here. I looked at the gospel and I said, what can I get from Fulton Sheen that would fit? And here's what he said. Most people justify the way they live, that is to say, instead of fitting their lives to a philosophy, they invent a philosophy to fit their lives. Father Don, that pretty much says it all in our culture right now, that, hey, you know what, it's me, myself, and I. The culture is all about me, when in fact, they're missing the meaning and purpose of life, that we give ourselves to God.
Exactly. And, you know, there's another phrase from another great one, G.K. Chesterton. I remember in one of his books, he says, and this happens today. Everybody says, oh, be open-minded, be tolerant, you know, allow for all this diversity. And I remember, you know, he said, don't be so open-minded that your brains fall out, you know, because they will. You have to stand for something.
Absolutely. Well said. Father Don, I know that people can get your book, and I was just at Mass this morning outside here at the Sacred Heart Chapel, and I told the group that you were going to be on today, and they said, I just bought your book, I'm going to read. I said, well, then listen to the show today, because it's going to help you. A lot of questions are answered in this show about your book, Consecration to St. Joseph. Father Don, before I get into that, I just think that you've got so many endorsements from people I know, and endorsements from big shots. I mean, I love the endorsement from His Eminent Cardinal Raymond Burke. He says, in this most troubling situation, yeah, that's right, we're in it, folks. Cardinals recognize it, in which the Church finds herself today, the fatherly protection of St. Joseph, first exercised in the Holy Family and then in the Universal Church, is now more needed than ever. Drawing upon the long tradition of devotion to St. Joseph, Father Calloway, he invites us to consecrate ourselves to the heroically pure and just St. Joseph. I love that. Consecration to St. Joseph is a rich handbook by which to come to know the wonders of life and the vocation of St. Joseph. He says to grow in devoted love of him, and thus invoke daily his protection for the Church. I mean, I read that endorsement and I said, amen, Bishop, or Cardinal, amen. But Father Don, so many people have endorsed it. I like what my good friend Dr. Scott Hahn also said, that this book is a marvel. Folks, if you haven't gotten it, you got to get it today. And if you have it, give it to some friend of yours. So here's what Scott Hahn says. It is a summary of the whole of the study of St. Joseph, the wisdom of the saints, the teachings of the popes, the reflections of theologians. Yeah, that's what it is. And yet, here's the key, man, that I like about it. Joe Sixpack can read it. Yes, it's readable and accessible to anyone, clergy or lady, men or women, married or single. Scott Hahn says this book, The Consecration to St. Joseph, are gifts not only from Father Don Callaway, but from our Lord to get us through our crisis, our current crisis, and all the way home to heaven. Let us look to and learn from St. Joseph, the spiritual father of us all. Father Don, another endorsement is from St. Louis de Montfort from my book, on my Legion of Mary handbook. It says, when St. Joseph is in its rightful spot in the church and honored properly, there will be peace in the church. Hey, Father, I'm not dumb. I might be stupid, but you know what? I get the message. We need to get St. Joseph into our life and into our church in its rightful place to resolve some major issues. Am I onto something?
Oh, you're definitely onto something. I mean, you're in union with the Holy Spirit there, because this has been a long time coming, brother. So, you know, in addition to, you know, the Legion of Mary with Frank Duff and with St. Louis de Montfort, you know, we can even go further back. In the 16th century, there was a Dominican priest, Father Isidore de Isolanis. He talked about a forthcoming crisis in the church. And he said that when the church fully recognized the dignity of St. Joseph, we would experience an incredible renewal. And then in the last century, we had a priest in Spain, St. Jose Manionet. He's a saint. He talked about a forthcoming era of St. Joseph. And then Our Lady of Fatima, right? At the Fatima apparition, St. Joseph was there, and he blessed the world holding the Christ child, which shows the importance of the family. The Holy Family was at Fatima. That's often a forgotten aspect.
Well said, Father. Let me jump in. We got to take a quick break. We're going to have more about consecration to St. Joseph on the Terry and Jesse Show. We'll be right back. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us, by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Father Don Callaway, author of a book on consecration to St. Joseph, is with us. And I want you to get his book. You can go to www.fathercalloway.com and get it. There's the book right there in front of me. So get the book, and if you already have it, get it for a friend or a relative. You know, give it as a you know what, Father? I actually was encouraging people for wedding gifts. Gifts. Get the book. Give it to mom and to the husband and wife. And as God blesses them with children, they'll really appreciate the book, believe me. And Father Don, question. This is a question about the book. People ask me, what does it mean to consecrate yourself to St. Joseph? Because people say, well, I consecrate myself to the Blessed Mother. What's the story with St. Joseph?
Yeah, so basically, you know, you just want to look at it in terms of a family. So, for example, I don't know of any child who says, well, I'm just going to pay attention to mom in the house, some other dude who lives here, but whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's not normal. So we want to give ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary because that's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
But we don't want to neglect what Jesus also did, which was entrusting himself into the care of St. Joseph. And so we need to do that too. And I think that that's why the Holy Spirit is bringing this to our attention today, because we've got the family under attack, marriage is under attack. We got a crisis in manhood today. We've got so many men who have been emasculated or effeminated. I'm not even sure if that's a word, but you know what I mean?
They
calls men toxic today if you grow a beard, you know, so yeah. It's crazy. So, we need St. Joseph today to help us. And so that's what it means, is to give ourselves to Mary and Joseph, just like Jesus did.
Well, Father, you were mentioning at the end of the last segment about Our Lady of Fatima with St. Joseph, you know, blessing the people. I want to understand something. You've written so many other books, and I want people to get all your books, but this is the particular one we're talking about. You mentioned about the challenges in the church with fatherhood. I have a study, Father Don, that shows that if dad is practicing the faith, okay, about 80% of the kids will be practicing the faith later in life. But if mom is practicing the faith and dad isn't, about 20% will keep the faith. So it showed to me the importance of dad really living out their Catholic faith. So I want to understand something. Will your book help men become on fire for the faith? Because I believe it will. But tell me, how does it get men excited about being, let's say, St. Joseph's in their own home?
Oh, bro, this is huge. I mean, if you think about it, I meet so many Catholic men that say to me, oh, I'm not holy enough. Like, my wife is really good at leading the rosary, so I just let her do it.
Oh, no.
I let her take the kids to church and to confession. No. And I'm like, no, that's not right. It's not about you being the holiest member of the family, bro. For example, in the Holy Family, you've got Jesus, who's God. You've got Mary, who's the Immaculate Conception. But whose role was it to lead the prayers, to take the people to the temple, the synagogue, or wherever? It was Joseph's. Every guy knows that generally your wife is holier than you. That's not the point, bro.
It's true, though.
You've got a role to play in that family. And if you don't do it, your kids are not going to persevere with the faith, just like that study you just quoted from.
Yeah.
So this St. Joseph was the least holy member in the Holy Family. They're all holy, right? But of those three, he's at the bottom of the three. But both Jesus and Mary respected his fatherhood. They let him lead. He was the head of the Holy Family, although he wasn't the holiest member. It doesn't matter. This is what men have got to get this into their heads today.
Amen.
Look, don't leave this to your wife. Mary was not the one who led the prayers in the house of the Holy Family. It was Joseph. Man up, bro. Right? You've got to do this too.
Well said, Father. Thank you for that. Now, just for those, I'm sure, I'm going to be doing this a couple times, but I want people to go to your website, www.fathercalloway.com, to get the book. And again, mom, if your husband is not practicing really fervently right now, you know, you got a birthday, whatever, just get the book and encourage your husband to read it for the family. And I believe that The graces will flow, especially mom, if you're praying your rosary and you're making sacrifices for your husband to take his rightful place. Because, Father Don, I hear it all the time, what you just said to me. They go, hey, I'm praying. My husband's like, oh, yeah, that's a woman's thing. And, you know, even at church, he stands out in the back of the church. And, you know, I'm not being prejudiced, but Hispanics are known for that, dude. I mean, I get so many here in Southern California, and I always tell the men to man up, dude. Get in the church and lead your family. And Jesse Romero does the same thing. And so we recommend your book because we think your book will help men take their rightful place. But, Father, I don't want people to be misled by this book. It really is a manual. It really teaches you step by step. Can you kind of explain the program, the overview program, so that they know what they're getting into?
Yeah. No, thanks for asking that. So what it does, like, it's a 33-day program because I just patterned it off of St. Louis de Montfort's Marian consecration. So the template, though, for it is the Litany of St. Joseph, which is a beautiful prayer official, you know, by the church. And you unpack his titles and his virtues and his wonders and his dignity. So every day we do some reading on those titles from the litany. And then we pray the Litany of St. Joseph every day. So it's getting to know the and love this person of St. Joseph. And by the end of the 33 days, man, you like super know St. Joseph. You know what saints have said, popes have said, shrines to him, religious communities, apparitions he's appeared in, miracles associated with him, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you'll be the most knowledgeable person in your area on St. Joseph when you do the book.
Father, can you give some examples of the saints? I know you did earlier in the first segment of what saints have said about devotion to St. Joseph, like Teresa of Avila and others. Because, I mean, it seems like it's been throughout the church history that these saints have just had great devotion to St. Joseph.
Totally. Yeah. And some of the greatest saints, we're talking doctors of the church, like St. Teresa of Avila, mm-hmm. St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, the greatest theologian there has ever been.
Yep.
They both say that, you know, in our devotion to the saints, we usually go to a saint for a particular reason. Like if you've got cancer, you go to St. Peregrine. If you've lost something, you go to St. Anthony, you know, those kind of things. But both of them, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Teresa of Avila, say, but when it comes to St. Joseph, we go to him with all our needs. And why is that? Because he's our universal spiritual father. He is, you know, the patron, universal patron of the church. And he, like a good father, is taking care of, looking out for every single thing. And so, I mean, if we got saints like that, doctors of the church saying that, that's good enough for me, man. I'm going to Joseph, you know?
Amen, amen, amen. Father, there are also some saints that are just recent saints. I think Saint Charbel and others have also talked about Saint Joseph, but there's one particular one that I really have a great love for, and it's Saint Joseph's Oratory up in Montreal, Saint Blessed Andre Bessette, and his shrine in Montreal is the largest church in North America. And whenever I've gone there maybe four or five times. I went there for my honeymoon, okay? So that tells you something, with my wife. And I saw how miracles had taken place. Can you just explain a little bit of who Blessed Andre Bessette was and why he had such great devotion to St. Joseph, and especially the oil that he talked about? Go ahead.
Yeah, so he was just a very humble guy who never became a priest. And he was basically the doorman,
yeah,
at, you know, his religious community's house there in Montreal. And tons of people would come to him because he was recognized for his simplicity, his holiness, and they would ask him for prayers. And every time he told him, go to Joseph. And he was simple in his answers, but he would extract the leftover oil from the candles and everything there, and he would give that to people as a devotional oil, telling them to use this for your various ailments and so forth. And the miracles there are off the charts. I mean, they have log books there in Montreal of the people that received healings through St. Joseph's intercession. That's just like mind blowing. I mean, they have catalogs after catalogs. So yeah, so now this brother Andre, he's a saint. He's canonized. His body is there in Montreal, and his heart is reserved in a special place that you can venerate His heart. I've been there myself several times. I'm leading a pilgrimage there next year.
I should go with you, brother. I'd love it.
Oh, sign up, brother. I'd love to have you. I will. That'd be awesome.
Father, let me ask you this. I want people to understand that, let's say they have a prayer group, you know, where there's 15, 20 people that they come and pray their rosary, or like we have groups that come and pray for priests on Thursday nights, every Thursday night here at our chapel. Could it be a group program? In other words, isn't it true that they could actually do it together?
Yes. So that's a big part of it. So in the book, everything that you need both as an individual and as a group is in the book. So if you do it in a group format, you meet once a week for like 6 weeks, and it has what the leader does, what the participants do. It has the questions you follow for the small group meetings. And there's been a ton of people doing that. And it's really great because those small groups, share groups, you get different insights from each other. And either way, you can do it either way.
Awesome. Father Don, I'd like to plug here. Are you doing any tours or anything coming? I know we have the coronavirus, but is there anything on calendar for next year that we could tell people about?
Yeah. So the big thing right now, I have speaking events for next year,
but
I also have a lot of pilgrimages because I had to cancel my pilgrimages for this year, which was a huge bummer. Man, I love pilgrimages, you know, but I'm going next year to Canada, to Poland twice, Italy. Great. So go to that website and check those out. Those are still on totally. Yeah.
Excellent. That's FatherDonaldCalloway.com. And you have to spell out the word Father. Don't abbreviate, right?
Yeah. FatherCalloway.com. Yep.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Father Don about some of the consecration to St. Joseph, but also how you started. You know, you started on different feast days. And this is just really a great thing to do. And I really encourage our listeners right now with the church's situation, a lot of confusion going on. I mean, I tell people there's no excuse. It's personal holiness, okay? Well, you know, people say, oh, this is going on, that's going on. Cut it out. We need to get you to heaven, right? How do you do that? By personal holiness, by getting closer to Jesus through Mary, and also through St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. And again, I want to make a little pitch to the folks. We're in the middle of painting our church, our studio, the houses that are here, our facility. And if people want to help us with our painting, we have a $12,000 bill, to pay for the labor. We got the paint donated. So I say, well, if you don't ask, you don't get. So if you'd like to help us, call 877-526-2151 or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Up next, when we come back, Father Don Calloway talking more about why you need to consecrate yourself to St. Joseph. Yes, here at the Virgin Most Powerful Radio. At the Terry and Jesse Show, I always like to tell people I'm too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed, and if hope was money, I'd be a billionaire. We'll be right back with more with Father Don Calloway.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Father Don Calloway is our guest, author of a book, Consecration to Saint Joseph. And this is a book that I would encourage everyone to get. I've been hitting you hard with his website, and the reason is that I really want you to get not just his book, go on pilgrimages with him. He's got lots of great resources. The website is fathercalloway.com. So spell out the word father. Don't abbreviate, because sometimes people abbreviate it and you don't get there. So, hey, Father Don, you know that we're in a situation in the church right now that a lot of folks aren't able to get to daily Mass or even Sunday Mass, and it's been tough on a lot of people. And I want to ask you, what advice would you give to our listeners who are listening, not just with St. Joseph, but time to spend time to really renew your faith and to study your faith? What advice would you give regarding not just your book on St. Joseph, but in general, what advice would you give to people who are like suffering, you know, the COVID-19 situation where the sacraments don't seem to be there as often? Can you just give a little words of wisdom of, you know, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. These times we're living in, it's just nuts. It's crazy. So I've been asked that quite a few times. Yeah. You definitely want to take advantage of this time. I mean, you can literally turn your house into a mini church now in many ways. Set up an altar in your home for your personal prayer time, for your family prayer time. Read the scriptures. Pray the rosary, both as an individual and as a family. And just because you can't enter into a Catholic church, which is a huge bummer, you know, that's, don't even get me started on that. But what you can do, you know where the Catholic church is nearest to your home. Every devout Catholic knows this. During the day, why don't you turn towards the tabernacle? To God, it doesn't matter if there's 10 miles between you and the tabernacle. There's no distance with God. Genuflect in that direction of the tabernacle. You can still make genuflections within your home to the nearest tabernacle. Do it. Do it several times a day, right? Bring Jesus into your home. You know, I mean, you can be creative with this stuff, you know, and after this is over, God willing, you can continue that practice. When you get up in the morning, first thing you do, get out of bed, genuflect towards the tabernacle. Doesn't matter if he's 10 miles away. There's no distance with God, right?
You can do this. Absolutely. Father, you know what's so funny? I have an altar in our living room. We're having to use it for outdoor masses here at the chapel, but it was here when we got the church. And so all my devotions are on that altar. But right behind the altar, I can see a Catholic church because I'm up a little higher. And what you just said, when we walk, it's hilarious because I laugh at my wife. She genuflects probably 50 or 100 times a day every time we go into the living room, which is kind of often. But it does give us that presence of God. And, you know, Father, that is the key, in my humble opinion, of going through this pandemic that, you know, is going on. And I just want everybody to know, we did do a show on Monday showing all the doctors that are not convinced that we need to close everything down, okay? And people want to watch that. Go on the podcast. It was taken down on YouTube because it, you know, somebody said it was, you know, too strong. You know, it's not supporting the narrative. But I'm going to be honest with you again, Father Don. We're not politically correct here at the Terry and Jesse Show. We give just the facts. And if you look at the facts, The facts are there are doctors who say we know how to cure this situation with certain medicines, and we don't need to have the kids not go to school, and people especially going to church, open up the churches. And so I happen to agree with that. But living in the presence of God is the key to sharing the faith with your family and with everyone else. But Father Don, getting back to your book, Consecration to Saint Joseph, man, all these saint stories, there's one that I always hit you up, and you're going, Terry, I know what you're going to ask. Wasn't there some Satanist up in, like, Italy who was a dude that grew up, I don't know, maybe 100 years ago, and he had a major conversion, and Saint Joseph had a role in that? Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, I love this guy. So he was, he's now known as Blessed Bartolo Longo. But yeah, he fell away from the faith. He got involved in the occult, and he actually became an ordained satanic priest. That's how bad it was. And then, you know, that led to all kinds of problems, of course. Then he had a reversion to Catholicism through the Rosary. And he built the world's most famous shrine to the Rosary in Pompeii, Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii. It's beautiful. I've been there. It's incredible. But what a lot of people don't know, because it's not available in English, actually, in my book, I translated a lot of his stuff on St. Joseph for the first time in English. It's in this book. And so a lot of people don't know is that he had a tremendous devotion to St. Joseph, especially the title St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, because he was a former satanic priest. So he has all these beautiful prayers he composed that I translated for the book. And so that's it's a hidden gem, because you think about it. I mean, we invoke Our Lady in exorcisms and getting rid of the devil, right? Well, also, don't forget about St. Joseph, because the devil is terrified of the great St. Joseph. And Blessed Bartolo Longo knew that. And that's an example to us to imitate as well.
Father, is there a reason the devil is so intimidated by St. Joseph? Is it because of the role that God has ordained St. Joseph to play? Is that part of why he's a scared? In other words, I've heard that before, that St. Joseph, exorcists saying that it's a powerful intercession when they're doing exorcisms. What's the reason the devil's so afraid of St. Joseph? Why is he so effective in that?
For the same reason that he's so terrified of Our Lady, because there's only two people in all of Christianity who can speak to Jesus in a paternal way. You and I can't do that. You and I can't throw out a prayer that says, Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, and my Son. He's not our son, right?
Amen, brother.
But for Mary and Joseph, he is. And so the devil knows that. And he knows that when Jesus hears those petitions from Mary and Joseph, Jesus is going to grant them. And so the devil is terrified of that paternal intercession of St. Joseph. He wants nothing to do with it. He doesn't want people to know about it. And so now's the time to unleash it, unleash the paternal intercession of St. Joseph for the church today and for broken families, because we've never needed it more. And we will crush the darkness if we do this.
And Father, that's where I was going with that question. We know today the family is in shambles because of a lot of number of reasons. And we have the culture to blame, but we also have a lack of catechesis that hasn't been going on. And I think St. Joseph, as the foster father of Jesus, would be a powerful intercessor for family life to get back into order. And so I want to encourage people, again, to go to your website to get your book. And the reason I want them to get that book is because everybody wants a happy family. Everybody wants order. Everybody wants to be happy. Well, St. Joseph, I believe, is going to do that for you, because as he was the foster father of the Holy Family, calling his protection in your own family just makes a lot of common sense. And you know what, Father? I'm going to be honest. I'll quote Chesterton. He says, common sense ain't that common. So I'm going to ask people to go to fathercalloway.com, get the book so that you can have that happiness and that peace in the home, because St. Joseph can do that. Father, I know we have another segment, but I just love saint stories because they really, it's what I remember. And yeah. Are there any other stories in your book that you'd like to share that would encourage people to say, look, I need St. Joseph in my home?
Yeah, I'll give you one that not a lot of people know about. I didn't know about it until I did all the research.
Okay.
So everybody loves St. Thérèse of Lisieux, right? The little flower. I mean, she's one of the greatest saints of modern times. I mean, just amazing. Who doesn't love the little flower, right? But most people are not aware that when she was in the womb of her mother, Saint Zelie, her, you know, her parents have been canonized now, they thought that the child was going to be a boy. Because back then, they didn't have the test that we have today to determine, you know. Well, when the child was born, their intention was to name the boy Joseph, because they had a great devotion to Joseph. But they didn't. They saw that it was a girl, and so they named her Therese. Well, little Therese, as just a little infant, a little tiny little infant, was dying. And her mother went in a panic. She went upstairs, knelt before her statue of St. Joseph, and prayed for her daughter. When she came back down, and they literally thought that that she died, Therese, as a little girl. She went back downstairs, and there was Therese with her wet nurse. You know, we had wet nurses back then. And she was fully alive and just, you know, looked happy, smiling, everything. Mm-hmm. And Therese talks about that. In her autobiography, about how it was through the intercession of Saint Joseph that Therese's life was saved, that she could grow up and become the little flower that we all know and love. Saint Joseph is powerful, man. So we got to turn to him for all of our needs.
You know, Father, we're all called to be saints, okay? Because last time I looked, and I looked at the church, nobody gets to heaven without being a saint, okay? And so the saints are our big brothers and sisters, and they show us the way. And it seems very consistent that the saints have all had great devotion to St. Joseph. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, because we here at the Virgin Most Powerful, we like quoting, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas and the angelic doctor on a lot of things. Fulton Sheen quotes him. G.K. Chesterton does. It seems that we need to bring him back, in my humble opinion, on how we think to mystic philosophy also. So when we come back, I'd like to ask you about St. Thomas Aquinas and his personal devotion to St. Joseph. Folks, you're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Father Don Calloway is with us filling in. Jess Romero will be back on Monday. For those who just tuned in, Jesse's out all week getting formation from Father Chad Ripperger regarding spiritual warfare. And also, I want to remind people, another show talking about spiritual warfare, Dr. Sandoval started a new show on mental health and on spiritual health. He is a medical doctor who works for the Diocese of Orange in regards to exorcisms. He's the doctor that the exorcist goes to help determine what the issue is with the patient. And if you like to hear a good show on mental health, spiritual health, it's on every Thursday after the Terry and Jesse Show. Also, don't forget, Bishop Strickland's show is unbelievable. That happens every Tuesday after the Terry and Jesse Show. That show with the bishop, I mean, I'll tell you, I wish we had 300 bishops like him in the church today. Things would be different. We'll be right back with Father Don Calloway on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Jesus said to the apostles in Luke chapter 10, "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me." According to Saint Boniface, in her voyage across the ocean of this world, the church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses. Our duty is not to abandon ship, but to keep her on course. May our Lord help us remain ever faithful to His church, to aid and defend her.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. You know, if you look at me, I'm just a happy dude, okay? You know why I'm happy? Because I know the meaning and purpose of life. And I want to share that with anybody that'll listen. And Father Don Calloway is one of my favorite priests. And I know thousands of priests, okay, in 42 years of doing what I'm doing. But I got to tell you, his book on St. Joseph is something everyone needs. And I want you to go to fathercalloway.com to pick it up. I asked Father Don to talk about the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, and what does he have to say about St. Joseph? Because I, you know what, Father, on the food chain of saints, he's on the top for me, dude. That's just me, okay? What's he have to say about St. Joseph?
Oh, he's got great stuff, man. You know, in the Summa Theologica, you know, his masterpiece, which is timeless and should be brought back into every level of education, you know.
Amen.
He says something profound in there. He says that in God's creation, there are four things that he could not do better, that he could not create better. What are these four things? Well, the first is heaven.
Yeah.
You can't up heaven. I mean, it's paradise. You don't get better than, you know, heaven. It's a no-brainer.
Amen.
The second is the God-man. So the fashioning of the Messiah, the second person taking on human nature, you can't do better than that in making a Messiah. I mean, he's God, right?
Yeah.
And then the third thing is Our Lady, that God could not create a better mother for his divine son. What's the fourth thing? Saint Joseph.
Wow.
Saint Joseph.
Wow.
Now, that's amazing because, you know, during Saint Thomas Aquinas's time, they didn't have a lot of theology about St. Joseph like we do today. It's something that developed and, you know, that people have in the church have worked on. So that's profound. So the four things, heaven, the God-man, the Virgin Mary, and St. Joseph. St. Thomas Aquinas says God could not make better. He made them perfect. That's incredible.
That is incredible. And Father Don, for those who just tuned in are going, wow, what are you talking so much about St. Joseph for, dude? What's going on here? Well, folks, I got Father Don Calloway on. He's the author of a book, Consecration to St. Joseph. And I want you to get his book. But I also want people to understand that the church, as you were talking about developing the church, this devotion to St. Joseph, Father, didn't the church during recent times make St. Joseph the universal patron of the entire church?
Sure did. And the incredible thing is it was exactly 150 years ago. So that was 1870. And the thing that happened that I love is that the Pope who did it, who's one of my favorite popes, Blessed Pope Pius IX, mm-hmm. he declared St. Joseph the patron of the universal church on the solemnity of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, December 8th, 1870. Wow. So it shows the connection between and the union between Our Lady and St. Joseph. And that means this year on December 8th, that'll be the exact day of the 150th anniversary of that. So we need to celebrate that big time.
Big time. Well, I hope we can do that with you. Father, Pope Francis did something just recent about St. Joseph. that was a positive thing, and I can't recall what that was. So could you remind me of that?
Well, there's been a few things. Yeah. You might be alluding to inserting St. Joseph's
name into
all the Eucharistic prayers.
That was it.
Right.
That was
so, well, this is the amazing thing, is that it was actually Pope Benedict XVI who wanted to do it. That was his intention.
But then
when he, you know, abdicated the papacy, he didn't get to fulfill that. So that was one of the first things that Pope Francis did when he became the Pope. That was first on his desk, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he did it right after becoming Pope. So it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Father, I'm going to ask you a question that's not politically correct, dude. If I get you in trouble, I apologize ahead of time.
All right. Come Holy Spirit. All right.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're in a crisis. Bishop Strickland yesterday talked about the need for cleaning up the church. Okay. I mean, he's the bishop. He's saying, you know, we got to clean up our act. And he said, this McCarrick situation, the report needs to come out and be clear about who knew what and what was going on in the church so that we can clean house. Father, you're just a local priest. Okay. I mean, you're not in management, you're in sales. You're not a bishop, but I wanted to hear what your take is and see if there's something we could pray to St. Joseph that report will come out and that we can clean Holy Mother the Church up, because a lot of people are very unhappy that we haven't got that report out. What's your take on it, man?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know all the details. I have to say, I watch these things myself. Like, I love watching Raymond Arroyo and the Papal Posse on EWTN.
Father Murray,
Gerald.
Joe Murray.
Those guys are great guys. They're with such clarity. Yeah. And so I look to them for these things because I don't know people in Rome to talk to. I don't know, as you said, I'm just a priest here in the USA. But people are upset, and I understand that. There's been so much scandal, confusion. And as you said, the catechesis has been so poor that last year, a poll was taken. Only 69% of Catholics in the U.S. don't believe in the real presence.
Yeah, that's sick.
I mean, you can't tell me that the things that are going on in the church are bearing good fruit. I mean, there's so much confusion. There's chaos. There's division. There's so much. So we need firm, strong leadership. And that's part of the issue, I think, is we don't have that in many instances in the church.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the church, from the Pope to the people in the pews, we all need to turn to St. Joseph now for a great renewal. We all need to go to him. And so that's why when I hear people like Bishop Strickland, I hear the voice of the shepherd in that man. I mean, I'm like, lead on, brother. Cause when you speak, I want to follow that.
Yeah.
And we need a lot more of that. We really do. And we just really, really do, man. Big time.
Well, that's why I think this book, your St. Joseph book, can heal the church also. Cause you know what, Father? One family at a time. St. John Paul II said in 1994 in a letter to families, we're talking about Holy Family. He said this. He goes, the way the family goes is the way the culture goes. And again, St. Joseph, the head of the Holy Family, if we can get devotion to him and follow his role as a leader in the family, I think we could turn this thing around, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt. And I'm going to give you an example right now, brother. This is live.
Yeah.
Right now, during the last commercial break, I turned on my phone and I checked my messages. So I don't know if you're familiar with this woman, Astrid Bennett Gutierrez.
She
does pro-life.
Yes.
Do you know what just happened in Mexico
now? Tell me.
They defeated an abortion bill. Yes. So we got a great victory right now for all of Mexico. A pro-life victory just happened today.
Awesome.
And so I don't know all the details. It's going right now. It's going all over. After this show ends, we got to dig into this.
Absolutely.
But viva Cristo Rey. We just got a great victory for babies. So praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father Don Calloway, the last thing I want to ask you before you go, and I want to get a priestly blessing, is you have a chart when people can start the 33 days of consecration to St. Joseph. Give us a little story of why you have a chart for that. What's the advantage on that?
Yeah, it's just it's a suggested one. So if you want to end on a certain day, like the Solemnity of St. Joseph, St. Joseph the Worker, or the Holy Family, or, it tells you when to start the 33 days. So you're not guessing. And it also takes into consideration a leap year, because that, you know, will give an extra day. But then also I tell people, look, as you said at the beginning of the program, you encourage married couples to get the book. A lot of couples that I've met, they're doing it so that the consecration ends on their wedding anniversary.
Oh, beautiful.
That's awesome, right? Yeah. Give your marriage to St. Joseph, just like we do with Our Lady. Bring him in. You're going to have a holy and happy family, right? So that's what the chart is all about.
Awesome. And you know, Father, I always encourage people, I never let it go without encouraging couples to renew their marriage vows, just like we renew our baptism vows. Priests renew their vows during the Holy Week. And why do I say that? Because Bishop Sheen said it, your love for your wife will not last because you're tough, dude. Your love for your wife will last because you have the opportunity to renew it. And that's what we want to do with St. Joseph. He is the key, in my humble opinion, to holy life in the family. And I say that just because I'm a man. I look at St. Joseph all the time. Dude, when I'm with my family, I think, okay, what would St. Joseph do right now? That's a question I ask.
Yep.
Father Don, could you, and if you want some final thoughts, but I want to also give the opportunity to have you give us a blessing, but give us your final thought of why St. Joseph is the key in the church today.
Yeah. So in the midst of all these crises that we're experiencing, a lot of it has to do with a lack of true servant leadership among men. Mm-hmm. So if you look at all these people that are either protesting or rioting in the streets, you know, look at them, and where are the fathers? Where are the fathers saying, you know what? Don't be burning and looting. This is not what we do. I didn't raise you this way.
Exactly.
But the problem is, when you have 52%, more than half of all families today that don't have a father, we get this kind of craziness in the streets. We get chaos, anarchy. We get people wanting to destroy the United States of America. I mean, this is the fruit of it. So we need to bring back the father. Because what does Joseph mean, by the way, his name? It means increase. That's what it means. Saint Joseph is the increaser. He will increase your virtue. That's what his role is. And that's what we need today. We need to turn away from vice, filthiness, and crazy thinking to get back to common sense, reason, and holiness. And we're not going to do this without Saint Joseph.
Sign me up, Father. And I want you to sign up by going to his website, FatherCalloway.com. Father Don, keep up what you're doing, but I'd like to ask your priestly blessing upon our listeners. If I could get that now, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, pour down your graces and mercies upon all the listeners, their intentions, their families, especially for greater, deeper conversions, and for those who are away from the faith and the sacraments to come back through the intercession of Our Lady and the great Saint Joseph. Blessing of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Don, thank you very much. I'm going to end with this. What state should we be living in, Father Don? Do you know the answer to that?
State of grace,
Father. Yeah, he's been listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. That's right. And if you're in the state of mortal sin, get the confession. Father Don, thanks so much. I want to ask you, all of our listeners, if you're on YouTube, we just crossed 10,000 people, and we need more by liking us. Tell your friends at social media to send these programs out to different people like us, because that's how we grow. And again, up next, we got Matt Arnold in Studio B. I see him over there ready to start his show. And if you need to get our app, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org, get the free app, or just listen to it on the website. Father Don, may God bless you and your community. Thanks for joining us again on the Terry and Jesse Show. God love you. Folks, if you want to help us again, we are painting our facility here, the church and the studios. You can make a donation. That'd be awesome. Call 877-526-2151 or go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. May God richly bless you, and full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh, my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.